This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's the broadcast that globalists and the entire corporate combine on a planetary scale have been working in public and behind the scenes to destroy. But in defiance of their tyranny, and thanks to your prayers and support, many ways we're stronger than we've ever been. But in other ways, we're on our last legs. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And we're just a microcosm of the larger universe that's happening. The news is so incredibly important today that I absolutely am going to put myself into the calm mode that I'm able to do. But seldom able to carry out on air because there's just so much news and so much information. But let me just calmly lay out that if you go even to mainstream statements by the current head of the DHS and the former head of the DHS, Jay Johnson, and what's happening and what our reporters have videotaped and witnessed and what's happening across the United States and what's being organized, the UN, funded by elements of our own government and stay-behind groups put in power by Hillary and Obama, helped collapse Europe with the help of the EU with over 10 million military-age men the last 7 years, to where Europe is just wrecked. 80-plus percent less terrorism, crime rates off the charts, just bedlam. Thousands of cars burned per week, hundreds per night, mass stabbings, sex slavery. The third world in many areas is hell. And we are in an existential threat crisis here. And just as they ran the same operation with North African and Middle Easterners and others against Europe in the last 7-8 years, the exact same people are running an attempt with not one but two caravans of over 40,000. Now, the government's saying 40,000. They were saying that it was 1,000 before and it was 50,000. So I don't know. But they're always a lot bigger than they say. And there's caravans arriving every day of 100, 200, 500, 1,000. And Beto O'Rourke is there as a literal treasonous traitor, organizing it and bragging that it's happening. People are coming across not being tested for diseases. They've been caught smuggling children in mass. This is insanity. Total insanity. But it's designed to bring the country down. And you've got that backdrop with the deep state trying to overthrow Trump. All Trump is doing is the basic default that anybody would do to keep the country from collapsing, but it's not enough because the attack's been launched and Trump can't get the laws or the funding to stop it. And once they overwhelm the courts and once they overwhelm the detention facilities, it's over. You'll have 10 million people in the next year come in. It was 1.5 million illegals they know of last year, probably 4 million they don't. 10 million is now estimated will pour in this year. 10 million people. And there is a crime culture, an MS-13, and a smuggling culture. And all the lawlessness you see in Latin America is now here. And it's causing giant crime explosions. So when we come back, it's front and center. Red Alert is the headline on InfoWars.com. The UN-funded migrant caravans designed to collapse our borders and our nation are in full swing. And now, when I come back, all the articles admitting, even USA Today admits it. It is the end of the country as we know it. Sunday, red alert. UN-funded migrant invasion brings U.S. border to verge of collapse, ICE reports. And the Democrats say abolish ICE and have no border. and allow the crime gangs to run everything instead. If that isn't treason, I don't know what is. And by the way, we have a big report on treason. You won't want to miss this Sunday broadcast.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I intend for this to be a very zen broadcast, which I'm actually able to do quite well and really focus, because it's what duty demands be done. So I'm going to be as calm as I can. But this nation is facing its total destruction, and so is every other sovereign country. And this is a planned worldwide system, and we can defeat it if we simply wake up to it and realize what the costs are going to be if we don't say no. And so I'm going to get to the fact that we have seen the biggest migrant UN-funded invasion waves that not just the United States, but that Europe has ever seen, pointed at completely breaking our border. And I know our audience gets this, our general, regular, great audience, but we're on so many radio and TV stations, we have a lot of new viewers all the time. They don't understand what the plan is here. There's a diagrammed, laid out operation. And the way I liken it to is a dam. Water is a great thing to drink and to cook your food with, and you got to have it. But if you've got a big dam, like you've seen all over the country this year and last year, record floods, when dams break, houses get destroyed, people get killed. Water is a wonderful thing until a few trillion gallons of it come rushing down at you. Or a few billion gallons. Now, there's a photo of Austin flooded last year. And that's exactly what's happening here. Floods of crime, floods of disease, and the UN funding and all to overwhelm the beds. The Democrats wanted in the latest budget plan a cap at 16,700 beds. Ladies and gentlemen, some estimates are 50,000 people are hitting the border a day. 1.5 million illegals got apprehended last year. Look it up. Millions more, they don't know. It's set to be 10 million this year. I'm going to show you all the articles in a moment. 10 million people. You ever been at a big football game, 100,000 people? It's kind of scary when the stands let out because everybody goes so quick instead of slowly going in. There's that fear of that flood, isn't it? You instinctively know it's dangerous. People get killed in stampedes. But imagine tens of thousands of day, men, women, and children, little kidnapped children. That's all confirmed. And so we have 100,000 beds. The Democrats want it at 16,700. Now, there are two caravans of over 40,000 people, it's estimated, set to smash into the U.S. in about 2 weeks. They're being trucked up, most of them. almost all of military-age men. But the traitor media will go show a few women that are in the crowd to pull on heartstrings. When they collapse the courts and collapse law enforcement and the border, it's over. Like Europe, it's broken. 10 million in Europe the last 7 years, almost all military-age men. We're about to see 10 million, it's estimated, in the next 12 months, not fiscal year 2019. The Border Patrol put out statements. They said in the next 12 months. They said that this weekend. Here's the headlines. Dr. McKim, shot, please. Obama-era DHS chief Jay Johnson says U.S. has a crisis, the southern border, and that the border is being imploded and overwhelmed, and we may lose full control of the border. He's just saying 2 plus 2 equals 4. Trump cuts aid to Central American countries as migrant crisis deepens. That's where they organize them, all the way as far south as Venezuela, because Brazil won't let them in. They come up, they surge, highest levels of criminals, highest levels of child trafficking. It's all confirmed. You can pull the Washington Post up, they admit that. Under the Obama era, they knowingly turn children over to pedophiles. Just, you got a bunch of kids with you. Whatever, do whatever you want. We don't even need to know who you are. But when I fly back in from Canada or England, I get asked a bunch of questions and checked, which is fine. It's a border. It's our country. That's where the checkpoints are supposed to be. Not internal. If I fly to Dallas to see family on a 30-minute flight, get to ask questions, get everything searched. I don't know why. It's because jihadis might blow the plane up. But the point is that's an internal checkpoint that they rationalize instead of simply profiling who's really doing the terror attacks. We're all treated like criminals, but the major border's open? Let's continue. Trump cuts aid to Central American countries as migrant crisis deepens. Exactly what he had to do. The Associated Press reports. The U.S. government cut aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras on Saturday after President Donald Trump blasted the Central American countries for sending migrants to the United States and threatened to shutter the U.S.-Mexico border. That's the only way to exercise power over Mexico that gets over $100 billion trade deficit a year, gets over $500 billion from the U.S. every year. Not to mention about a third of the paychecks of half of Mexico living up here being sent back. You add that in, it's over $700 billion Mexico gets from us. One-way deal, but we're the evil El Norte. Trump is really fighting back, but he has to. The Democrats think you're idiots. They just had the first waves to get everybody used to seeing that they got in and got asylum. Because after they climb the fences, the Border Patrol by law has to turn them over to judges, not send them back. You've got to stop them before they get here. But if you even hold people, they're in cages, and they show Obama-era cages. We've never seen anything like this. As Trump threatens to close the border, migrants overwhelm Texas, USA Today. The Border Patrol says it's double anything they've ever seen. Diseases, smuggling. And by the way, I played local news out of New York. Guess where all the measles outbreaks came from? In Oregon, too, illegal aliens. But people that haven't been up-to-date vaccinated, it's our fault, even though we didn't cause it. Spring brings surge of migrants, stretching border facilities far beyond capacity. MSN. Crime exploding across South Texas, Southern Arizona, and California. It's just horrible. America at the immigration breaking point, according to Border Patrol head. Head of the Customs and Border Patrol says that it's broken. Mexico braces for new caravan of Central American migrants, the biggest yet, AP. Donald Trump, illegal immigrants met by Democratic lawyers at the border, which is true. This is a system-wide collapse. Texas border city overwhelmed by surge of Central American migrants. The border is beyond broken. But meanwhile, O'Rourke champions U.S.-Mexico border during Texas kickoff. And you've heard his quotes. We played them before. He repeated them all last night. I sat there and watched him say it as I bullhorned him. And by the way, we took most of it over. It's incredible. He sat there and he said there is no border crisis and we shouldn't have a border at all. He puts out press releases about how he's helping caravans get into the U.S. Meanwhile, you turn into CNN, they go, there are no caravans. Remember? All the CNN reporters, Jake Tapper, the usual suspects, saying there is no crisis. Think of how much disdain they have for you, how dumb they think you are. Open borders, CNN promotes sanctuary activists who shield illegals from ICE agents. Meanwhile, Tapper defends CNN, says we didn't get anything wrong in Russia, hoax collusion. This country is under a massive crisis. If they break the borders, if these next caravans get over, if the world sees that, then the real big waves come, and the Border Patrol estimates the next 12 months, by the third month of 2020, 10 million people will come in illegally. I mean, this is just insane. Then they're given the names of dead people to vote, and it's game over. That's why Beto and all the rest of them have it up in Spanish. They're telling illegal aliens to vote. You call the Beto supporters and the campaign people telling illegals how to vote. They come in, they're given somebody's name, they're given a driver's license, they go vote. Period. End of the country. It's called treason. Come on, come on up. And then once folks get here, they're taught to hate the nation. How do we fight back? How do we stop it? And more straight ahead. America's fighting for its life. And guess what? We're putting the fight up, but we can win.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Listening to the most banned, demonized, lied about broadcast in the world. The Alex Jones Show. And I've got some very important information to break down next segment about the state of the war against the globalists and how things are doing in this, really, just want to use the allegory, attack ship. And the victories we're having, but also the damages we have sustained. And my hope to stay commissioned in this fight as long as possible. But that does come up to all of you if God above. And so I petition God and I petition you to search your heart and decide where you want this information warfare system to go, because I am in your hands. We are in each other's hands. And I say the things that others don't say. I say them up front with research. Now, I've pointed out treason that's going on against this republic. And I pointed out who's involved and how it's multinational corporations using big tech, big banks, and non-governmental organizations to implode borders and destroy nation states to consolidate control. And you've seen the deep state work to overthrow nationalists here, but also overseas, and destroy the free press. And so the question that Greg Reese asked in this important report that we're about to premiere here, it'll then be posted to Infowars.com. And NewsWars.com is, has treason been committed? And that's an overused term, but in this case, yes. Google and others moving to China, helping suppress their people, helping actively work against the U.S. when they're a U.S.-based company that was created by DARPA. That's the daddy group of the whole deep state. That is the classic treason. So is trying to implode your borders and admittedly saying you're doing it. The Democrats say America was never great. It'll never be that great. They are the outside force. But under this particular law and several others, we've got them dead to rights. And then I'll play Giuliani saying criminal charges, criminal investigations are ongoing against the deep state and that Trump does intend to move forward on that. So that's a really good sign. You ask what the solution is. Cut the funding from the Soros group and USAID and all these UN groups flooding the borders. Cut the funding from the third world countries that are aiding and abetting this, the State Department funding. Trump just did that. Cut the funding. Cut the funding from big tech when it helps a censor. Pull the U.S. government contracts. They already have no respect for our government. They're already actually not even willing to serve the U.S. government. We are down the rat hole far. The treason is great, ladies and gentlemen. The evil is strong, but if we wake up, we're stronger with God's help. So here is Greg Reach's powerful report that will be posted in the next hour to Infowars.com. Only you can spread it if you decide to carry out this mission. That's what it's all about, if you choose to accept this mission. This isn't a movie. This isn't some drama. It's not a Netflix show. It's not Mission Impossible. It's the real Mission Possible. The law that can take down the deep state, 18 U.S. Code 2385. And I don't want to hear it was misapplied during World War II. I get that. It's properly applied here. Not to races or groups of people like Japanese or some Germans, but directly at the deep staters. Here it is.
Now that the Mueller investigation is over, many questions are falling upon Adam Schiff and others who all claimed to have direct knowledge of criminal evidence against President Donald Trump.
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight.
Cold, hard evidence.
Have you seen things on the classified side that you cannot tell us about, though, that is even stronger evidence than what is out there publicly?
Yes.
Some people are saying they are guilty of treason, but the statute for treason specifies that the person levies war against the United States or adheres to their enemies. And while we may discover that may be true for some, there is one statute that seems to apply to many. Enacted in 1940 as the Alien Registration Act, or the Smith Act, 18 U.S. Code 2385 prescribes advocating the overthrow of the U.S. government. The corrupt establishment was not willing to accept an outlier in the White House and began their attempt at overthrowing the president with a FISA warrant based on a fake Russian dossier. With no evidence of a crime, the FBI was discussing plans for a coup d'etat. According to court documents, several mainstream media outlets were hired to report on Russian interference as directed. And the American people, who put their faith in the mainstream media, were manipulated and turned against their lawful elected government. It all certainly seems to fit 18 U.S. Code 2385. Whoever knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, advises, or teaches the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying any government of the United States.
Government's going to kill this guy.
Whoever, with intent to cause the overthrow or destruction of any such government, prints, publishes, edits, issues, circulates, sells, distributes, or publicly displays any written or printed matter advocating, advising, or teaching the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying any government in the United States.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you.
Whoever organizes or helps or attempts to organize any society, group, or assembly of persons who teach, advocate, or encourage the overthrow or destruction of any such government by force or violence, or becomes or is a member of or affiliates with any such society, group, or assembly of persons, knowing the purposes thereof. Those found guilty of 18 U.S. Code 2385 can be imprisoned for up to 20 years, and perhaps further investigations will lead to charges of sedition or even treason. The righteous heart wants justice to be served, for where there is no law, there is no freedom. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
So, you heard everything the president's now saying 2+ years ago, directly, we're first, always first, the most accurate. And I'm not saying that with pleasure. It's like sticking your head in a guillotine. And that's why they're like, get him off the air, get him off. Because I actually go research deep state, how they overthrew other governments, how the big endowments work, how the big foundations work. And so we know what their next moves are going to be, too, and how to counter them. But this is a rogue group of anti-Americans that have hijacked the country, who are in bed with the Chi-Coms, and who have brainwashed a large portion of the country to literally hate loyal Americans. I had countless people today when I took my 2-year-old daughter shopping and took my wife to lunch. I got mobbed, and everyone was, we're with you, we love you, we know it's all bull, we're awake. Hispanic, black, white, old, young. I got news for the globalists. You may have your rabid idiots out there that hate my guts, that's a badge of honor. And to have these type of results, I am pleased. I'm very thankful for the position I'm in. I've got the worst people in the world attacking me, and that's where I'm supposed to be. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., I come into this studio and on the broadcast. I've been doing this for 11 years. Been syndicated weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., since 1998. Been doing that for a long, long time as well. Thank you so much for joining us for the weekday broadcast, as I just said, 11 a.m. Central. David Knight does an amazing job of the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. every morning. Then, of course, there's the War Room with the one, the only, Owen Schroyer. Last night, we were out in the field. I had three security guys with me. Owen had one. Against 3,000 vicious, hateful Beto O'Rourke supporters, foaming at the mouth, screaming, trying to physically attack me. We had to get surrounded by the police before I'd ever even turned the bullhorn on. I mean, these people are crazed. But they are the victims of brainwashing. But we have to stand up against these bullies. Now, So the UN, working with traitors in our government, has collapsed Europe's borders, working with the EU. They admitted to their plan, replacement migration, and they want to make us politically socialist because they believe third world populations are more malleable in their own white papers. Now they're trying to completely break our border, and if this latest group of millions coming get in, it will overwhelm things completely in an already overburdened system on the verge of collapse. That is treason. And not once, not twice, but three times this week, President Trump, that I know of, talked about how the deep state needs to be punished for the fraud, the hoax of trying to bring down the people's election. He also talked about it again when he was in that speech in Michigan. We're going to play that later. But think about how crazy the times have gotten. This is an Alex Jones, January 2017, saying the deep state is using funding in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Here's the executive order. Here's the code to set up a group to burrow into the government, to overthrow the election, to declare a national emergency, to federalize elections under UN control and never have another real election again, bringing in a true dictatorship of the Democratic Party. You don't just have dictatorships of a dictator. That just means directing. You have oligarchies. And we had oligarchs literally setting up a similar system to what they had in Russia. Another Christian nation, the globalists, ran into the ground. And so we're here at the precipice right now. And I just played you that powerful report on how this is treason and we have laws to deal with it. And I'm going to play the president talking about it as well with Netanyahu. But that's where we are. This really happened. We have the emails. We have the text messages. We have the illegal warrants. We have the lies. And we have the corporate media in unison. And by the way, I'm not complaining, but listeners need to understand this. By calling me a Russian, they were allowed to use leftist funding and leftist groups in the CIA to do all the PR runs, the attacks, the coordinated disinfo, the lawsuits, all of it. That's admittedly coordinated out of the Central Intelligence Agency on record. And they're doing it to not just me, but a lot of other people. But it's all unraveling now because people that were following orders, a lot of them believed it was really the U.S. government, and they really believed Trump was a Russian. They really believed I was a Russian. They really believed that Michael Caputo was a Russian. They had congressional hearings in 2017 saying Alex Jones works for the Russians. No proof, no due process. I didn't get called to testify. And that's in the House Defense Committee, Armed Services Committee. That's one of the most powerful committees with straight faces. Was it the Pentagon? It was Carnegie Endowment and Rockefeller Endowment and Board of Governors of the FCC. Not the members and the chairman, but the governors behind it. Coming in and just lying, because they had to have that for the people in government to watch it and believe that I was a Russian agent and Trump was a Russian agent. They had to say it openly, or these people following orders to tap my phones, follow me, run black ops, harass me, try to destroy my family, sue me 20-something times, run hundreds of thousands of hit piece articles, because they've written thousands and they syndicate them thousands of times. I'm telling you because I've been in the middle of this, and I'm not bitching or complaining. I'm proud to fight these people and proud to be under attack by them. I don't enjoy it at a fleshly level, but a spiritual level, that's exactly where I want to be. But I want you to understand, we have come over the top here. We still got to get back down the mountain, but baby, we've made it to the top, okay? We are now in the commanding position. They've been exposed. They've got other tricks up their sleeves, but their coup failed, and Trump's got all the dirt. And he must act against them. He must act against the censorship. So this is one hell of a time to be alive, I got to tell you. But for those of us at the tip of the spear, Trump's got protection now. Others do. They have picked me for destruction. You can see the big acceleration, the warm-up, thousands of articles the last few weeks. I mean, they are just, if they can't get Trump, they intend to get me because they know that you, the listeners, are who put Trump in, that we're the heart of the American reboot. And they don't want America to have culture. They don't want America to have will. They don't want us to have strength. And all I'm doing is promoting selling, you know, space heaters to Eskimos. They want them. Ice cones in hell. Snow cones in hell. People want them. Big old glass of iced tea in the Sahara Desert. I want it. You want it. Isn't hard to do the right thing, is it? Except a bunch of crooks come after you. But we're close to kicking their ass. But you want to give them the win to take me down? It's up to you. We need your prayers. We need you to go buy products and T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. It's an ongoing damn fight. Believe me. And it's nip and tuck, so your commitment is absolutely essential. Huge sale about to end, 60 to 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, biggest sale ever, InfoWarsStore.com. Save the First Amendment, stop big tech censorship special. You're seeing movement in that direction. Okay, let's get to it. Here's part of Giuliani, the full clip. Full interview is like 15 minutes long on InfoWars.com. You should go watch it. But here he is with the judge they tried to get off air, but she's back, laying everything out. Here it is.
Will something happen now?
Well, first of all, I know you agree with me. The people that indict are the corrupted politicians at the top of the FBI and DOJ. No field office of the FBI is implicated in this.
Right.
No agent who's sacrificing his life to protect us. It's a bunch of these phony politicians at the top who corrupt themselves because they want to suck up to who's ever in power. That I would describe Comey that way. A whole bunch of other people like that. McCabe, his wife running for office, getting millions of dollars from Hillary's. These are suck-up politicians. They're not FBI agents like you know,
right,
or police officers.
Not the guys
who go out and arrest people, put their lives on the line.
Yeah.
My God, they'd probably, their hands would shake if they had to do that.
Yes.
So that's who we're talking about.
Right,
we're
the upper echelon.
What they did here, I believe over the next 6 months, we're going to uncover evidence that what they did here was criminal. This whole thing of collusion isn't true. I was with Donald Trump for the last 5 months of the campaign. He didn't never talk to a Russian. He had nothing to do with a Russian. As he would point out, I don't speak Russian. What are they doing this for?
Right.
Somebody made this up, Janine. Somebody conceived this. And they superimposed it. And then they went out to
shoot. Pause right there. You know, this interview is so good. I think I'm going to come back and play more of it on the other side. Not just the 3 minutes. I think I'm going to play like 6-7 minutes more because it's really powerful. Because she's a former federal prosecutor. She's a former judge. And they just lay it out. And I know you already know this, listeners, but these criminals are still, some of them still in the FBI. They're desperate now. They're even more dangerous. And then we also come back, because I'm out of time now, we're going to play Trump talking about treason. Because it is treason. When it's treason, it's treason. And Trump is about to move on big tech. He's about to move on everybody else. Okay? And I'm going to explain all that next hour. Bob Barnes, one of the smartest people I know, he's going to be in studio. He's also chief legal counsel here at InfoWars. That scared the hell out of the other side. We're going to get into what he thinks Trump should do, what the type of charges should be. He works in federal criminal areas as well. And we're going to break it all down coming up. And then, yes, we'll get to all the huge hit pieces. I was one of the top stories this weekend with a bunch of lies. I did not say I had psychosis. I was explaining in parlance a something akin or a type to it in specifics of being on the other end of the spectrum from Stockholm Syndrome. Plus, I don't have a PhD in it, so I can't diagnose. But the mainstream media, they're all out there violating the Goldwater Act, and they don't know what it is because they're fake intellectuals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We are the front line, held deep behind enemy lines in occupied U.S. territory. You notice I don't ever really run the promos that I've had running for 20 years, broadcasting from deep behind enemy lines in occupied FEMA Region 6, Alex Jones. It's not occupied FEMA Region 6 to a great extent. We've taken part of the country back. And now the globals are trying to totally bankrupt us. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates 8 times, never raised them on Obama. And they're trying to smash our border. And CNN, remember, said over and over again, and MSNBC, cops deserve to die. Because if a cop might have done something wrong in another state, and then people just pull up and shoot 5-10 cops, it's okay because cops deserve it. People said, Alex, you've gone from being Mr. Anti-Police State to like Mr. Pro-Cop. No, I was against a police state the Democrats were trying to set up. And some blue blood Republicans. That doesn't mean I hate cops. When the Democrats are promoting randomly killing cops as if cops deserve to randomly die, that's called authoritarianism. That's called an intimidation to get law enforcement under their control. But instead, all the Black Lives Matter, kill the cops crap backfired, and the police under Obama got a crash course in the real world. They already knew to a great extent, more than the general public, but they completely converted to reality. So I came around to the police. They came around to me. People ask how that happened. When the police were all buying ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center crap, hook, line, and sinker in most areas, and were openly on the news going, we're prepared for war with the veterans, and we're going to confiscate their guns. Obviously, the average cop didn't like that, but that type of leadership had to be removed. And to some extent, it has been. Because the last thing we want is a civil war and a violent uprising in this country where the police are going to be put right in the middle of it. And I don't even want to say the police are the least of our problems. They're not the problem. We are the problem. You know, I got more sophisticated about 10 years ago, 6-7 years ago, really woke up. But I was like, why am I bitching at people making $20 an hour who are ordered to do this? Because I'd go through the TSA, and I was so mean to them, and I was attacking them. And they would give me, they'd ask for autographs. They'd apologize. They'd say, we want a union. We don't want to do this. We want a profile. And I guess it was so many of the TSA people being fans. And they said, why don't you ask Congress to change it, Mr. Jones? Why do you blame us? And about after the fifth time that happened, I went, why didn't I? Because at a visceral level, I'm not a terrorist. So what if I got a bottle of water in my wife's purse I forgot? Why are you in my face? You know, part of it was the training, and some of them are jerks, and it's a rough job. I mean, it's cattle cave, people mad, stressed out, going through there. You can smell the stress. I just got older, and I started thinking about how other people feel. And then I went, wait a minute. I need to lobby Congress to change these laws. See, it's up to us. We let this happen, and we have to stop it happening. But now we've got the president at Michigan rallies and in Oval Office press briefings and on the road and getting on Air Force One saying there was an attempted overthrow, an attempted coup. It was criminal. And now they've been caught and they need to go to jail. You know how powerful that is? Because it's the truth. People say, well, that sounds radical. If you wake up at 2 a.m. and people are downstairs in your house ransacking things and you hear one of them and your kids are crying, it's an extreme thing that's happening. And you grab the shotgun and you go down there and you blast them. You don't want the extreme thing to happen. The extreme thing came to you. You've got a globalist coup over the country. You get the information, you indict their ass, you clean them out. People are like, well, they're going to fight back. They've already been fighting back. It's like the Merle Haggard song. I hear about some squirrely guy who just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder how long the rest of us can count on being free. And fighting just means fighting for American values and not backing down. You've seen what giving up the values does. It creates hell. And to be a man is to stop worrying about what happens to you at the end of the day. As long as you do the right thing, you're going to be fulfilled. I know the listeners know that. But I watch so many of these men out there, and they think going around kissing ass with the system and going along with the globalist intimidation is going to get them somewhere. It's not going to get you anywhere but being enslaved. That's the same thing for women out there. It's called the Animating Contest of Liberty by Thomas Jefferson because it is the animating contest. And look, there's all these men that work out and are in great shape, good for you, and they got Molon lobby stickers on their car. Good. But we need you to run for office, or we need you to go speak at city council, or we need you to mentor a local student group to take them hunting or fishing. We just need to be humans, and we need men to be leaders. And I know the average alpha male actually just wants to run their own operation and be left alone and doesn't want to go command people around. It's control freaks that want power. Real alpha males just want to be successful in their own right and be left alone. Most alpha males I've found are really solitary creatures. And it's that problem. You're not going to be solitary, and you're not going to be left alone unless you get out there and take action. And, of course, a lot of other good, smart men I know are like, well, I need to plan it out. It needs to be perfect. I've got to do it just right. No, just do it. Get on the damn bike. You'll learn how to ride it. Half of what I do is a train wreck. I've been doing this 25 years. I was a mess when I first was doing it. But sometimes I got up there to speak at city council and people's jaws dropped. Everybody started clapping and they said, fine, we won't pass that law. Even though they had every damn person on the city council ready to pass it. Sometimes I gave speeches so good, you've never heard somebody give one so good. And other times I was a gibbering moron. It doesn't matter. What matters is you mean to do good, and you get your facts straight, and you take action. If you don't, you're screwed. I said I'd be very relaxed today, and I was relaxed the first 30 minutes or so, but I start thinking about how epic it is that we had a literal total coup over everything, the plan to implode the country, break the border, under Chi-Com control, Google, Apple moving to China. They thought we were done. And in the midst of this, it's been almost 100-degree turnaround. Not 180 degrees yet, but we have swung this baby around more way than we hadn't. We're more than halfway back, ladies and gentlemen. And it doesn't mean some utopia or some perfect world like the commies or the socialists or the New Agers always offer. It's just a world based on humans and based on being honest and based on justice and based on hard work and based on what we know works. We're getting closer to that every minute. And that's why you hear the screaming and the puling and the yelling by the evil ones and their minions, because their whole universe is about controlling and running other people. Because if they can control the strong and the brave, then they could be somebody. The strong and the brave don't crave power. That's good. But you better crave freedom. And you better stand up for the women and children, because you haven't been leaders and you've created a vacuum. Trump won't regulate for free speech. A prohibitory regulation saying no regulation. They've allowed the usurpation. Now the UN and New Zealand are dictating U.S. regulations by fiat. I have stacks of mainstream news word for word saying what I said 2 years ago. If you don't start saying no censorship, Mr. President, it creates a vacuum for these multinational bodies and the UN to take control of our internet, which we built, and now it's happened. I'm right again. Sorry. Let's go to the president talking about treason. Here it is.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker. There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things. I would say treasonous things against our country. And hopefully that people that have done such harm to our country. We've gone through a period of really bad things happening. Those people will certainly be looked at. I've been looking at them for a long time, and I'm saying, why haven't they been looked at? They lied to Congress. Many of them, you know who they are. They've done so many evil things. I will tell you, I love this country. I love this country as much as I can love anything. My family, my country, my God. But what they did, it was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly. Very few people I know could have handled it. We can never, ever let this happen to another president again. Thank you all very much.
Can you believe the president's having to talk about treason and bureaucratic coups to stop the American voter? And if they'd have had their way, they would have taken control of all the elections. All 50 attorney generals fought back against it at the state level, and they would have come in with the next phase. You're already seeing what they plan to do, just a shadow of it, and it's horrible. But they're still trying to execute Hillary's plan.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.